ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे
Hare Krishna. Welcome, everyone. This is an especially important ceremony today because human life in this world, especially on the Earth planet, is precious. Every moment is purposeful when used for connecting to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the time goes by very quickly, says the Shastra. So those who mark the various stages of their life by demonstratively connecting themselves to Krishna by following the scriptures can make a complete success of life. It's very easy to let time go by and not mark those various junctures because one may think, well, I'll do it later. However, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj says, Komara acharat pragno dharmam bhagavatam iha durlabham manasam janma tarapya dhruvam artadam. And he repeats that life is very adhruvam, it's very unstable. It's not fixed at all, but it's very valuable, artadam. You can get full value from the human form of life. Therefore he says that you should start from the very beginning of life to connect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this first grain ceremony that we're performing here in front of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Sri Lakshmi Nisringadev, Srila Prabhupada, all the Acharyas, and the assembled Vaishnavas, is especially meant to connect Ramuna and remind all of us, she's laughing, to the Supreme Lord in one of the most fundamentally important ways for every living entity, through annamoy, that is, through eating. And that's why bhakti is so powerful. It's because by taking prasad, one is connected to the Supreme Personality of God. And not only that, philosophically we understand on this day that when we eat, we're eating to gain energy to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we also remember that Krishna is not only the grains, but he's the fire of digestion within the stomach. So he's present everywhere, and we can remember that constantly. So, to bring full auspicity to this occasion, we're going to chant one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, in which the verse that Krishna declares himself the fire of digestion is situated. She'll take it. Chapter 15, please. Do we have anyone in the booth? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Urva Mulam Madashakam Ashvatam Prahur Avyayam Jandamsi Yasya Parnani Yastam Veda Saveda Vid Adashchodvam Prashritas Tasya Shaka Gunabravrida Vishaya Pravala Adashcha Mulan Anusantatani Karma Nubandini Manushya Loke Narupamasyeha Tato Palabhyate Nanto Nachadir Nachasam Prachishta Ashvatamenam Suvaruda Mulam Asanga Shastrena Dritena Chitva Tatak Padam Tat Parimargitavyam Yasmin Gatana Nirvartanti Bhuyaha Tameva Chadyam Purusham Prapadye Yatak Pravriti Prashrita Purani Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Adya manitya vinivritta kama dvandvar vamukta sukaduka sangja gachantya mudha paramavyayam tat atad bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavagaha yadgatva na nirvartante tadama paramamama Mamaivam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manakshastan indriyani prakriti stani karshati shariram yadavapnoti yachap yukramati shvaraha grihid vaitani samyati vayurgandani vashayat Shotram chakshus sparshanam cha rasanam granam eva cha atishtaya manaschayam vishayanupasevate ukramantam stitam vapi punjanam vagunanvitam vimudhananu pashyanti Pashyanti jnana chakshusha yatanto yoginas chainam pashyantyatman yavastitam yatanto pyakritatmano nainam pashyantya chetasaha yad aditya gatam tejo jagad bhasayate kilam yachchandramasi yachchagnau Tatejo vitimamakam Gam avishya cha bhutani Darayam yaham ojasa Vrushnami chausadi sarva Somo bhutvara satmakaha Aham vaishva naro bhutva Praninam deham ashritaha Pranapana samayukta Pacham yanam chaturvidham sarvasya chaham vridisani vishto matak smitir gyanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarver ahameva vedyo vedanta krid veda videva chaham dvavima purusha loke sharas chakshara eva cha Shara sarvani bhutani kutasto shara uchate Uttama purushastvanya paramatmetyutaritaha Yo lokatrayam avishya bhibhartavyaya ishvaraha Yasmat sharamatitoham aksharara pichotamaha Atosmi loke vedecha pratita purushottamaha Yomameva masamudo janati purushottamam Sasarva vidvajati mam sarva bhavena bharata Iti kuyatamam shastram idamuktvam mayanaka Etad bhudva bhudiman syat krita kritasya bharata Om tat sat iti srimad bhagavad gita supanishatsu brahma vidyayam yoga shastre shri krishna arjuna sambade purushottam yoga nama panchamodhyayaha hari om Well, there's no limit to the auspicity of chanting one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And each time we're reminded of the how kind Krishna is to digest the food within our stomach. And the simplicity of bhakti is that just by offering Krishna simple things and then taking the remnants, then one can easily remain conscious of him throughout life. Reciprocate love with him and go back home, back to Godhead. So now we're going to give Raymuna her first grains. She already told me earlier that she's looking forward to it when I saw her. Okay, you hold her and then I'll hold her. Where's Vrindavan? Vrindavan? Okay, you two sing. Sing a sweet Maha Mantra for us. What is it?
One of our favorite is the one that you sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Ramuna. Ramuna, Ramuna. Thank you. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, that wasn't so hard. And neither is bhakti. It's a very sublime and simple process, Ramuna. And so you're starting off from the very beginning, even before you were born, to hear about Krishna within the womb. And now your first grains are mahaprasadam, offered to the Lord. So you're on a very fast track. So just keep going. Now, to scientifically understand, and this is extremely scientific method, which has shown to be true throughout the ages, of just divining the proclivities of a child by putting her before the books, and we have a big stack of cash. We don't have credit cards, I don't think. And jewelry, and see which one she goes for first. This will determine whether she's going to be a really big book distributor here or a huge collector. So, Ramuna, please have a look. Okay, when she does make her choice, everyone don't yell out really loud, because then she'll be traumatized for the rest of her life. And she might change her mind. Help yourself. Ramuna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now I'm confused about my duty. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Now she'll be on the poster for the next fundraiser. So now we have scientifically divined her future, which will be full of opulence in devotional service and serving Krishna all over the world. Okay, Ramuna? So we thank everyone for attending this a special yajna, which is very meaningful for the pleasure of Krishna to commemorate the first grain ceremony of Srimati Remuna. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. And everyone please say Om Tat Sat. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Natari Armarman.